Okay, so today we're going to talk about voices, the voices that we hear. All right, and this is a little bit of a test for each of you. So who wants to go first? Uh-oh, Sammy. Okay, no hand was on it first, so Sammy, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're going to try, we're going to test you. I'm going to have you're going to have to close your eyes. I'm going to have different people in the congregation call out your name, Sammy, and you're going to tell me when you hear your mom's voice, okay? So this is a test, okay? So,
Sammy.
You think that was it?
Sammy.
You think that was it? Okay. This could be your mom or your dad.
Sammy.
Okay. Sammy. Oh! Perked up right there. Okay, okay. Good job. Good job. Now, Noheya, it's your turn. Okay. All right. So this is Noheya. Noheya. Okay. Noheya.
Noheya.
You think so? Okay. Okay. This is good. This is good. Okay, okay. We'll keep trying. Good job. Yeah, that's good. It's the tone, right? It's the tone she uses. This is perfect. Okay, close your eyes again. We're gonna keep trying. Okay, your mom or your dad? Okay.
No hair.
All right, there you go. Okay, well, so this is good. This is good. So sometimes I feel like God's voice can be that clear sometimes. We can hear it and we're like, ugh. It feels like home, or sometimes, but often I don't feel like that's the case. At least it's not the case for me. I get confused. Like sometimes I hear other people or other voices, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's it. Oh, that sounds kind of familiar, like the way that sounded. It sounds like it might be the way she said it. And it can be confusing sometimes to hear what we think of as the sacred callings and the sacred voice. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So you guys did great. Thank you for your example, Noheya. Even failure teaches us lessons. So good job, you guys. Thanks. You can go back to your seat.